Welcome to the Dose of Courage podcast. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. I'm here to encourage, challenge, and equip you to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do and take possession of everything God said you could have. Courage Crusaders, let's go. This episode is brought to you by The Courage Circle. The Courage Circle is a 20-week discipleship program in the study and application of God's Word. This program is for women who want a closer relationship with God and a better understanding of the Word so that they can apply it to their day-to-day life. If you want to become bolder in your faith, more confident in your walk, and courageous enough to answer the call in your life, then this program is for you. Isn't it time to get serious about getting in the Word? Enroll today, www.thecouragecircle.com. Use code DOC25 to save 25%. What's up? I kind of felt like Martin just there for a second. I don't know if you ever watched that show. I felt like Martin when I said that. What's up? What's up? If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. You're going to love this podcast. It's going to bless you. You might as well go ahead and subscribe now. If you have been rocking with me, right? If we have been down like four flat tires for a long time, I want you to know that I appreciate you, that I could not do this without you, and that I know it's because of your continued commitment to your own personal growth and your commitment to sharing this amazing message that this podcast is reaching women all over the globe. And so I thank you and I appreciate you. All the things that you could be sharing out there, I truly appreciate that you are sharing this podcast. So listen, we're going to be honest real quick, okay? Well, we're going to be honest the whole time, but let's just real quick be honest, right? As a kid, I really enjoyed doing the things that I would eventually get in trouble for, okay? That's just being honest. I think we all did, right? I remember making these long distance phone calls. That's when we had a house phone to this guy that I liked. It was not my current husband, right? This guy that I liked, and running up my mama's phone bill. Now, I didn't like the trouble that came after it, but I certainly enjoyed making the phone calls and talking on the phone. I enjoyed whatever I was doing when I was missing curfew, when I wasn't home. Whatever I was doing, it was a good time. I promise you, I was enjoying it. I was not missing curfew for something I didn't enjoy doing. Skipping school, if I was skipping school, not going to class, I was skipping school to do something fun. So even though these are things that I knew I shouldn't be doing and things I would eventually get in trouble for, you know, I still enjoyed it. But, you know, once those things all came out, right, I got caught with the phone bill. I got caught, you know, I was skipping school. I made a baby. So certainly I was exposed then. You know, I have to be honest. I was definitely embarrassed about some of the things that I got caught for. I wasn't embarrassed while I was doing them. But then once it all came out, I was kind of embarrassed that I had done them in the first place. I don't know. How about y'all? Have y'all done things in your past? And now that you know Christ, you feel some type of way about it, right? So you've confessed, he's forgiven you, but you still feel bad, right? You don't want people to find out about the thing that you did before you came to know Christ. You don't want people to know about the lies that you told, or you don't want people to know about the gossiping or the stealing or the affair or the abortion. You even get to this place where you're like, ain't nobody business what I did before. And you're right, partially. I'll give you some partial credit, that it's really no one's business what you did before you came to know Christ. But this is what I really think. I think the truth is we are forgiven, but we don't act like we've been forgiven, right? So, you know, I got in trouble, I got caught, I got my discipline, whatever the consequence was, and my mom moved on, but sometimes it was difficult for me to move on in my mind, right? I was still embarrassed. I didn't want people to bring up that I had done this thing, or I just didn't want people to know. So, you know, when we don't act like we have been forgiven, or we don't act like we know we've been forgiven, we start to behave like we have to earn it, right? So now I have all this stress and this pressure to be perfect, to get everything right, because I have to earn this forgiveness. And we think that partially because we want people to earn our forgiveness, which is, that's not biblical, but that's another podcast for another day. We act like we have to earn it. So I'm going to bend over backwards. I'm going to do everything you ask me to do. I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. I'm going to say it the way you want me to say it, even if I don't feel like doing it, because you've forgiven me for something I've done to you. And now I need to earn your forgiveness. We act like we have to earn it. We don't act like we're forgiven. We act like we're in a process of earning it. Or sometimes when people don't behave like they've been forgiven, sometimes they act like they never did nothing wrong. They're so embarrassed and ashamed of what they did before. It's not that they actually feel like they're better than other people. It's that they don't want anybody to ever find out. So they start to behave like they've never done anything wrong. Or we start to behave like we've never done anything right. We've messed up so much, we've been forgiven. And so now we, instead of behaving like we're forgiven, we act like we ain't never did nothing right. So I guess the question is, how do the forgiven behave? Because I think it's important. I think it's time for us to start acting and behaving and living and carrying on like we know that we have been forgiven. And so when you know that you've been forgiven, you can live that out, right? When you accept that you have been forgiven by God, maybe your mom didn't forgive you, maybe your husband, your wife, your kids, your auntie, your sister, maybe they didn't forgive you. That's between them and the Lord. You confessed, you repented, you gave it to the Lord. The Lord has forgiven you. So now you are free to live differently. You don't have to live the way you were living before. You don't have to keep doing the same things in the same way. Sometimes we come out of something and we change and God has forgiven us, and we will have people in our lives or from our past that want to force us to live the way we used to live. Yeah, no, I know what I used to do. I know I used to do that. I know I used to, maybe used to lie and steal, maybe used to cheat the system. I know I used to do that, but I've been forgiven. So I have the freedom to live differently. I no longer have to behave like I behaved before. I am free to live differently. I'm free to live like I've been forgiven. I don't have to go back to that old sin. I don't have to go back to that old mindset. I don't have to go back to the old way of doing things. I know that I used to do it this way, but now I've confessed and I've been forgiven. I'm gonna act like I've been forgiven, and I'm gonna start to live differently. It also allows you, you know, it also gives you the freedom to show up and receive the blessings of God. When you act like you've been forgiven, when you start behaving like the forgiven, because I'm forgiven, my friends, okay? Which means I can now show up fully to receive the blessings of God. I don't have to act like I don't deserve to be here. I don't have to behave like somebody's just giving me a handout. I have been forgiven for the things that I've done. I have forgiven myself. The Lord has forgiven me. And once the Lord has forgiven me, I am free to show up and receive all the blessings he got for me. So even if y'all think I don't deserve it, that's okay. The Lord said I can have this, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to show up when they call my name. I'm going to go to the front of the line, and I'm going to collect my blessings. The forgiven show up and receive the blessings of God. You are also free to extend grace and mercy to others. Now, when I realize that I have been forgiven, I know the things that I have done, even if no one else knows. I know that God knows, and I realize that I'm walking in this forgiven state because God has extended his hand of grace and mercy over my life. It frees me up Right. It frees my hand and my heart and my mind up to also extend grace and mercy like the Lord has extended grace and mercy to me. I don't have to hold a grudge because the Lord's not holding a grudge. I don't have to remind you of all the horrible things that you've done because God is not reminding me of all the horrible things that I've done. I can let go. I don't have to give you what you deserve based on what you did because God is withholding from me what I deserve based on what I did. The wages of sin are death. And Jesus paid that price for me on the cross. And since Jesus was willing to die for me and Jesus was willing to give his life to extend grace, mercy, and love for me, when I'm living in that space of forgiveness and I recognize myself as the forgiven, it allows me the freedom to give grace and mercy to other people. It allows me the freedom to forgive other people, people who have done me wrong. The word of God says that even while we were enemies to Christ, he died for us. Not when we got ourselves together. He did not withhold doing what was necessary for our forgiveness, right? He did all the work for our forgiveness while we were still sinners, while we were enemies to him. That means now that I recognize I'm forgiven, I have the freedom to also forgive. My mind and my heart, my spirit and my soul are free to forgive. We take some time and look at the word of God. It reminds me, it makes me think about the woman caught in the act of adultery. She was caught in the act of adultery. They had the stones. They wanted to stone her. The law said to stone her. Jesus says, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Nobody threw any stones. They walked away. She said, the Lord said, where are those that wish to condemn you? She said, there are none, Lord. The Lord said, they didn't condemn you. Neither will I. Go and sin no more. Now, when you see that, when you read that, go and sin no more, you might be led to think that he was chastising her. But he wasn't. He was saying, now that we are done with this, now they came out here, now it's been exposed, now you are free to go on and live your life differently. You don't have to go back to what you've been known for. You don't have to go back to that bad reputation. You don't have to go back to the toxic relationship. You don't have to go back to the addiction. You don't have to go back to the same coping mechanism. You don't have to go back to that. You've been forgiven. You can go on. You can live differently. It makes me think of David with Bathsheba, how he committed adultery and murder. And with his confession and his forgiveness, right? The Lord forgave him. He was able to go on and have more children. He was able to go on and receive the blessings of God. And it was through that second, it was through the second child. It was through Solomon, right? That we get these books of wisdom, right? That David was a man after God's own heart. How can he have that denoting his name forever in Christianity and throughout the church, throughout the believers of faith, when he did all these heinous things? Well, because he lived as someone who was forgiven. He didn't say, oh, well, I can't do anything good for the Lord because I did this. And even though I confess, you know, I don't deserve these blessings. He might not have deserved them, but he realized he was forgiven and he showed up for him. What about Saul, who persecuted the church with zeal? He persecuted the church with zeal, arresting people. Like, that was his, he gave so much energy to that. That when he had an encounter with God and God said, why are you persecuting me so, Saul? That he was forgiven and that the Lord used him and changed his name, the great conversion of Paul, right? He went on to write most of the New Testament and to plant many churches. Many people came to know Christ and to be followers of Christ and to hear the gospel as a result. So God was able to use him. He walked not like a man who was unsure of his forgiveness, but he behaved like he was forgiven. Look at their lives before the forgiveness. Look at their lives after forgiveness. That's why it's so important for us to study the lives of these historical biblical figures, right? Because they were real people who lived and walked the earth and died. And so we can learn so much about how God deals with us and how we can move differently based on the fact that we've been forgiven. And so, as always, I want to close out this episode by encouraging you and inviting you a personal invitation to join the Courage Circle so that you can spend some time studying, you know, David and studying the life and teaching of Paul and studying the life of Abraham, imperfect people who messed up, who had some real serious issues, Abraham, Lot, all the dang on time, okay? Had some serious issues and still were able to accept the forgiveness that God had for them and was able to walk into their purpose and the promises that God had. That is so encouraging, and it helps us to apply those same principles of what it looks like to live our life post-forgiveness or in forgiveness or during forgiveness. What does that even look like? So I want to encourage you to join the Courage Circle. Go to thecouragecircle.com. Check it out. Use the code DOC25 to save 25%. That's it. I wanted to share that with you guys because I think it's time. It's time for us to really start living like the forgiven people of God. All right. Until next time, y'all, be strong and very courageous.